Yeah. How about the these other wooden paddles, the Leo paddles?
And
what's the difference between these blades right here? The brown one, dark brown one that you have, because they look like a different diameter, right?
Yeah, this has got a little bit more teardrop to it. And again, these four, there actually were four. I have three here now. One of them's in the water. But these four different blades were all part of the experimental process for us to understand what it is we're actually going to need, or what would actually work. I'm just going to pull the Sean Tenney around.
Okay.
So as we pulled these things together, right, I asked him to give me a variety of materials, four different types of materials, and four different blade shapes. And again, it's all part of the research and development process. You know, obviously this one is too big. It's definitely too big. I put it in the water. It might be really good for down the coast, you know, something that I can fool around, you know, and I don't really want to paddle too hard. There's trade winds behind me. I just sort of steer with this. But I put this one, and I've used this one myself several times now, and I actually find that the handle has changed things a little bit, too, in the way I see this. It doesn't have a T-grip, if you notice. Basically, what I end up doing is palming this, is pushing it forward, which I never realized before that I needed to be doing, or would make my stroke more efficient.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is contrary to canoe paddling, you know. You don't, from what I understand, you don't push forward with a canoe paddle. But at any rate, so at first I was a little concerned about the handles. Now that I've been riding it, I really like the fact that the grip is different than what I've previously been accustomed to. Gives me another dimension in my paddling. So anyway, that was the difference between these blades. You see, if you look at them, you can see one's a little more of a teardrop, one's a little more elongated, and then this one's just a lot larger in area. And that was, so basically we've decided that we're gonna try these two again and cut them down a little bit more and see where we end up with it from that point. Bigger shaft. We need a little more grip, a little more area. The hands are bigger than this. And, you know, I asked it to go with this grip on this paddle as opposed to this. This is a walnut. This is a cherry wood. This is ash wood. I'm told that these two are about the same density and durability. You'll get about the same out of them. This one seems like the walnut's a little heavier. There's definitely some weight to these paddles. They're not as light as some of the carbon and other materials. But I also find, if you wouldn't mind holding on to that for 1 second, I also find that there's some advantages to this flexibility that's in it. Look at the bend in this paddle, right? So what I found for myself, being not as young a guy as I used to be, that paddling with this type of paddle, paddling with this carbon type of paddle has very little forgiveness. It seems like the energy that I'm putting into the paddle is transferred right to my shoulders, my elbows, my joints, right? You see, this paddle doesn't have nearly the flexibility to it. So I've just found as a slightly older guy that the wood serves better. It does a better job on my joints and my elbows. I'm sure the young people don't care at all. But you know, as I get on, I just find that this is a little bit more forgiving on my. I think the wood actually absorbs some of the shock. Yeah. And not to mention, they're just beautiful.
I was just gonna say those are gorgeous paddles.
And just want to hang it up on the wall.
Beautiful. That looks like a presentation.
Oh, it's all right. You can't hurt me. And these are actually really interesting. Now, I've talked with Laleo, the manufacturer, the maker of this. These are just absolutely gorgeous, handmade, laid up. The different designs are, I think the blade designs are very efficient. I'm not all that sold on all the bend, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
They are works of art.
They are. They are works of art. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. Even these guys, they take a lot of pride. I mean, that's one piece of wood, you know.
Wow.
Really a lot of pride.
That ash, I mean, it kind of reminds you of a baseball bat.
It does, yeah. It reminds you of a baseball bat. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And he suggests that we stick with these two two woods on the outside just simply because the durability.
Well, more so than ash. Huh?
Yeah. He says that the actual you'll get more tensile strength out of the cherry and the
walnut.
Yeah, and the walnut. And I'm at that point where I just trust.
If
he's the third generation paddle maker, I just
You
know, whatever you say, it sounds all right.
Walnut's gorgeous.
It is. Walnut is beautiful. He said he would handpick the pieces for us going forward that would have a little bit more of the sapwood in it, which is the grayer color.
Oh, I see.
And he says you'll lighten it up a little bit weight-wise, but also you get some really good contrast going through the wood. I was just pleased that he's interested enough to say I'll handpick some. Take some wood for you.
Well, anybody that works with wood like this has
that. That's high. That's
nice to get the balance of efficiency and